Was all around. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, patriots and jackbooted thugs alike, we're back. Yep, that's right. Apparently you did miss us. We've been away for several weeks due to uncontrolled circumstances, and we were back last night with a test run on the Ed Springsteen show, and we know there's a little bit of a feedback or an echo in our new studio, so we're still working that out. We appreciate your patience with that, but you are listening to the TNT radio show, Thursday Night Truth, with your host, Dale the Truth, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, way down beneath the bunker, and we'll be doing this show unless they come and unlock the door and bang it in and take me and put me in a cage like Adam Kokesh, or at least until they try to maybe car crash, quote unquote, me, like the way that they did Michael Hastings. Yeah. So if one of those things doesn't happen, we'll be here for the entirety of the hour. Again, if you want to call in, the numbers across the country, as always, 858-683-1326. 858-683-1326. As we look up here on the Liberty calendar, it is Thursday, August the 8th, 2013. And I may not have gotten some of your emails that I wanted to get to. And the reason for that is one of our top stories of the night. Another story that you won't hear from the ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, Fox News, Clear Channel folks. But LavaBit, of LavaBit.com fame, if you've ever used their email. LavaBit, who is my chosen email service, well known for their privacy and encryption, and reportedly, allegedly, also being used by Edward Snowden, LavaBit, my folks, has suddenly, abruptly shut down. And this was news to me. I lost a lot of emails. Good thing I still have an alternate email that I use. So if you send me emails via LavaBit, not only have I not been here on the airwaves for a few weeks, but I haven't gotten your emails because LavaBit has abruptly shut down. The owner is apparently not even allowed to say freely what the hell is going on, only that he is walking away from his business that he's built over 10 years rather than, in his words, quote, become complicit in crimes against the American people. So there you have it. The gentleman who runs LavaBit has said he would rather walk away from this business than contribute to spying on you with the government. This was an email service that purported to provide better privacy and security for users, a lot better than popular web-based free servers like Gmail or Yahoo Mail or MSN. But LavaBit's owner has shut down the service. And I read to you from his message on the LavaBit.com webpage. He says, I've been forced to make a difficult decision to become complicit in crimes against the American people or walk away from nearly 10 years of hard work by shutting down LavaBit. I have decided to suspend operations. I wish that I could legally share with you the events that led to my decision. I cannot. I feel you deserve to know what's going on. The First Amendment is supposed to guarantee me the freedom of speech, the freedom to speak out in situations like this. But unfortunately, Congress has passed laws that say otherwise. As things currently stand, I cannot share my experiences over the last 6 weeks, even though I have twice made the appropriate request. How ironic, over the 6 weeks that we have been away, Ladar Levison over at LavaBit.com has been fighting some covert battle against your loving, friendly government. And Mr. Levison, the owner and operator of LavaBit LLC, goes on to say, what's going to happen now? We've already started preparing paperwork needed to fight for the Constitution in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. A favorable decision would allow me to resurrect LavaBit as an American company. He says, this experience has taught me one very important lesson. Without congressional action or strong judicial precedent, I would strongly recommend against anyone trusting their private data to anyone with ties to the United States government. And that is the message that was put on the front page over at LavaBit.com by Ladar Levison, the owner and operator of LavaBit LLC. You see, defending the Constitution is expensive, folks. It's not cheap. So he decided, rather than have to cooperate, as he said it, in crimes against the American people, he would rather just walk away from it. And our friend in the chat room makes a very valid point. He will come up missing or dead. It would not surprise me if he comes up missing or dead. It seems like a lot of expatriates or terrorists, as John McCain or Lindsey Graham would call them, have to either run away, hide, or they get car crashed, or they get quote-unquote suicided. Look at examples of Michael Hastings. Look at the situations of what we see with Edward Snowden, who obviously, it says, was using LavaBit. Look what happened with Bradley Manning. Look at the other situations like Julian Assange. Look at the long list of government officials and expatriates who all of a sudden would be suicided and otherwise would not show up on the grid any longer. So again, this was LavaBit, and they basically shut down their email server. Yes, it's a little personal for me because I trusted in them because they weren't going to turn over information to the government like Yahoo has agreed that they would do, like Google and Gmail has agreed they would do, like MSN has agreed they would do, like Apple Mail has agreed they would do. See, all of those agreed to work with your government and bend over a long time ago. And LavaBit basically would rather fight and shut the business down than have to give in to the government spying on you. So again, if you want to read that message, go on over to LavaBit.com, and you can see where basically he would rather shut down than comply with the feds. Can't blame them. I mean, the truth is, can't blame a lot of people who have to go along with the feds to stay out of the cage. Look at all the stupid, ridiculous laws that you and I go along with to stay out of a cage. How many people out there pay their unconstitutional income taxes because they think it's just a damn good thing to do? You don't. You pay them because you're afraid not to. The government has a monopoly on force. You don't know what's going to happen to you if you don't pay the taxes. Years ago, the group We the People ran full-page ads in USA Today, back when people still read newspapers, much less USA Today, and they begged people to prove that the U.S. income tax was constitutional. Nobody could do it. They offered a $1 million reward, or award, whatever you want to call it, for people who could prove that you had to pay the income tax. Folks, none of us pay it because we like to, or we need to, or we're supposed to. Those of us who are still paying it, yours truly included, pay it because you're afraid not to. And that goes along with what we see happening here with LavaBit. He could have gone along with the government, turned over all your information to them, but that would have gone despite everything he believes in. Everything he believes in tells you that he would never, ever turn over that information. And he didn't. And again, I mentioned Edward Snowden, and allegedly this was his email provider as well. So my assumption, I'm just speculating, not wild speculation, but a little bit of a educated guess here, is that Edward Snowden's email provider shut down because they were probably getting close to him and wanted information on Edward Snowden and stuff about him. That's that hope and change thing working out for you under Barry Satoro, right? Because remember, this thing goes a long way before Barry Satoro. This goes back to George W. Bush and the Patriot Act. And it goes back before that because we know the Patriot Act had already been long written under Slick Willie Bill Clinton. And it had been probably sitting there since George Herbert Walker New World Order Bush. It was probably sitting there all along to be brought out as Obama's dear friend and now mayor of Chicago, the godfather himself said, never let a good tragedy go to waste. So LavaBit pisses me off a little bit. I mean, email had to shut down the provider, shutting down the server rather than comply with the feds. Now, while we're talking about the feds and tie-ins to programs like NSA and our spy program, we've got to give a little credit for one guy who's working for you and I in the government. Technically, he's working for Michigan, and God knows they need help up there, and that's Justin Amash. You see, Representative Justin Amash said that without Edwin Snowden, Congress would not have even known about the NSA spy program. Congress would not have even known about the NSA spy program. And that may be true. Forget about American people not knowing about NSA's metadata collection programs. Amash says that Congress would not have really known about it. The people elected to quote-unquote represent you and I, remember that's the way they told you it was supposed to be in school, you are your government. You can change your government. Some of you believe that crap. I tried to believe it for a long time. You got to decide if you're going to take the blue pill or the red pill, folks. They're not just opposite sides of the same pill, like the two major political parties. They're two totally different pills. People elected to represent America, to be a link to the government, according to Representative Justin Amash, would not have known that NSA was spying on us were it not for Edward Snowden. He's probably right. We probably wouldn't know a lot of this stuff if it wasn't for people like Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, Edward Snowden. People like Alex Jones who are somehow still alive. Amash was speaking this past Sunday on Fox News with Christopher Wallace. Think what you will about Fox News. I don't see them much difference from the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, NPR crowd. But Amash said that he objects to claims that Congress all knew what was going on. Those were the allegations, Justin Amash said, that information was given to us. But members of Congress were not really aware on the whole about what these programs were going to be used for, the extent to which they were being used. Members of the Intelligence Committee were told, but members who were rank and file members really didn't have that information. I believe that. Representative Peter King, scoundrel Republican of New York, who was a proponent of the NSA, said that members of Congress are the most critical publicly, ask the least amount of questions privately, whatever that BS means. You see, King had said that the NSA and staff have answered every question asked by Congress. But Justin Amash reiterated his stance that the Fourth Amendment protects us from the kind of data collection that the NSA was engaged in, saying the framers of the Constitution put it in place precisely because they were worried that what you have with national security justifications for violating people's rights. They weren't worried that the government was going to say, oh, well, we want to come into your home and host a nice dinner party. They weren't going to say, oh, we want your papers because we want to find some recipes. See, Justin Amash was telling you the truth about what the rest of Congress, or at least maybe 420 members out of 435, I doubt I could come up with 15 of them that I would trust. Maybe that'll be a project. Maybe I'll sit down and try to come up with 15 congressmen in whom I put my trust. I doubt I will be able to reach that list. I doubt it'll get that long. But basically, he was telling the truth to us about the Fourth Amendment and about all this NSA BS. Maybe I need to walk over here in the new office and get the Constitution here and read to you the Fourth Amendment. We'll grab one of these handy-dandy constitutions, this one provided to us by the Cato Institute, and let's go in and find the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, part of your Bill of Rights, of course, rights we used to have. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, I agree with our friend in the chat room that the Constitution was shredded a long time ago. Some of the biggest neocons who claim to like the document, and maybe they have a copy hanging up in their houses, maybe they claim that they're for the Constitution, don't like the fact that there was a quote attributed to G.W. Bush himself, W., when he said that the Constitution was nothing but a GD piece of paper. We know that Bill Clinton said, stroke of the pen, law of the land, I kind of like it. We know none of these people respected this Declaration of Independence and this Constitution of the United, small letter U, States of America. So not to get off task here, we know the Constitution has been shredded for a long time. We know the remnants of it are way down there at the bottom of Congress in the White House's toilet bowl. We know they don't care about it anymore. We know they haven't for years, if not centuries. But back to our show prep, Justin Amash was happy that Edward Snowden had blew the lid on this thing. And don't you know it, here came ex-NSA chief, ex-head honcho jackbooted thug himself, Michael Hayden, told Justin Amash, stop misrepresenting the NSA data collection programs. It doesn't make Americans more comfortable about the programs to misrepresent it. It makes me uncomfortable because the program exists at all. There should never be such a program to spy on you. We know they listen to the show. We see the IP addresses. We know when they try to hack into the show. I'm going to try to read this again. If you people are going to pretend that you swear an oath to this thing, then I guess I'm going to have to read it again. I'll go back and read it again. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And that leads to people like our good friend who ran LavaBit and my email provider. That leads to him shutting down LavaBit.com because he said he was not going to be complicit in crimes against the American people. So Justin Amash brings out some of the truth according to Edward Snowden, stuff that nobody would ever let you know about. And here comes the ex-NSA crony, Michael Hayden, offering his comments as a direct rebuke to Congressman Amash, saying that under this doctrine, they certainly can collect your content just as they collect your metadata. And Hayden had said the intelligence community only collects phone records that show which people were in contact with terrorists. Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's how we're defining that word, terrorist. How about several years ago when we saw the documents that saw that terrorists were now people who listened to talk radio or were members of the Tea Party or had Don't Tread on Me stickers or who had Ron Paul paraphernalia or who had guns or who were white Christian males? The terrorists, according to people like Hayden and Peter King, and idiots like Lindsey Graham and Juan McCain, they think you are the terrorist. See, Justin Amash praised Edward Snowden for revealing the programs. These are the allegations that this information was given to Congress, he said, but members of Congress were really never aware on the whole about these programs. How much were they given? How much was just given to the leadership, people like Harry Reid, people like Mitch McConnell? How much was given to these people? We'll never know. They just let us know what they think we need to know. So the ex-NSA chief tells Justin Amash not to misrepresent this spy program that they want you to think doesn't exist. If it didn't exist, folks, they wouldn't be worried about us misrepresenting it. Now, see over on Drudge Report today, I don't know if Matt Drudge was having some fun. I don't know if he was making light of this, but his headline news story was about the Fox News schedule shakeup. I think he was making light of this because I don't really give a damn what time Megan Fox comes on Fox News. They're not Megan Fox. Sorry, I got her name wrong. It's Megyn Kelly, Sean Hannity, all these people, Greta Van Susteren, the little leprechaun Bill O'Reilly. I don't really care what time these guys come on TV, and I think that Drudge was just making light of that because there are bigger news stories out there. We were talking about this a little bit on the Springsteen show last night about the regular cop block updates. We should do a copblock.org update every show when we look at the way the police officers are out there beating the hell out of people. We look at the way that they're beating up on homeless people, the way they'll smack you down, the way they'll knock you out of your wheelchair. I guess the TSA people have good training, don't they? One day, the TSA guys, if they can gain a few IQ points and a few more years and a few more donuts in them, they want to be police officers. They want to be on the beat. They want to go after you all. The bottom line, folks, is, and we said this last night, you got to be a citizen journalist. You got to practice self-defense. You got to defend yourself. They want you to be violent against them because look what happens when we have peaceful opposition to anything the state does. Even when we have peaceful opposition, they still come out with you with arms drawn, jackboots raised, fists closed, pepper spray, shock, tasers, what have you. You are listening to the return of the TNT radio show, Thursday Night Truth, with yours truly, Dale the Truth. Again, if you want to call in, as always, the call-in number is 858-683-1326. And we'll get right back to the news after this brief interlude.
What?
answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And we're back. It's yours truly, Dale the Truth, here in Talk Radio Gets Extreme on the TNT radio show, Thursday Night Truth. And just to let everybody know, I get questions about the bumper music. We open up tonight with In Game by Megadeth, and we just came back in from the break with Sons of Liberty and Don't Tread on Me. So we have a theme tonight of the NSA and these government agencies who want to protect you from yourself. And I still say we have the smartest audience in all of radio, and one of our good friends in the chat room makes a statement that I totally agree with. It is the people who are responsible for this. And this is the main reason that I'm not one of these folks who are all up on the, quote, term limits movement. Because if you can't get the people to vote out the jackbooted thugs, if you can't get the people to vote out the Congress critters that you have in now, how the hell are you going to get the government you elected to term limit themselves? They don't have a clue what folks like Adams and Washington and Jefferson said about being citizen legislators. They want to be professional politicians. Mitch McConnell, I know you're listening out there. Maybe you got Jesse Benton listening in tonight. Professional politicians don't want to be term limited. They don't want to go home and have to find a private sector job, something they'll never do because they're better than you. Ask them and they'll tell you. So I agree with the comment that blaming the capital is like blaming the HIV virus on the fact that you have AIDS from a rape rather than the person that raped you. And I agree with a lot of that because the bottom line is the government is raping us and the people keep going back for more. Because look at every election. Every election, they keep reelecting the same people over and over again. The same people who tell you there is no NSA. Oh, there is an NSA? Well, they're never spying on you. Oh, they are spying on you? Well, they're only spying on you if you're a terrorist. I think we'll go to the phone lines. I bet this is one of those terrorists on the line right now. I think this is our good friend Paul from Stop It. Paul, are you with us?
Yes, and I guess I am a bit of a terrorist since I tend to challenge the government decisions on a regular basis, and they're not real fond of that as a general rule.
Well, the audience agrees with you. You're definitely part of Al-Qaeda, Paul. It's clear you're probably heading over to Syria right now and do some arms trading as we speak. Oh, that's our government does that. Never mind. Go ahead.
Government, between the government and the police, which is a branch of government at every level, that can happen. Listen, it's good to hear you back, man. It sounds like you have taken up residence in your bunker with the echo in there, so I guess you need to get
out of there. I hope the echo's on the way out. It's a new house and a new office for me, and I'll probably go out after the show and do my best Clint Eastwood and hold an arm up in my hand and say, get off my lawn. But I already said that the helicopters are probably going to have to redirect their black helicopter traffic and come out this way now. Like I said, we're working on the echo. Hopefully it's better than last night, but I heard that you guys missed us.
So, hey, listen, I don't know if you mentioned it.
Paul, you're cutting out. Is there a black helicopter over you right now?
Yeah, I'm probably in the marginal cell zone, so I may disappear. I'm going up and down I-64 right now.
Paul, you don't have a constitution in that car, do you? You're not reading, are you? They're not going to pull you over for reading and driving, are they?
I have no idea, but I did enter a work zone right now, so who knows what will happen now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, did you report on I saw two police abuse cases, one from Texas, and I forget where the other one was from.
There's about 40 of them out there. I probably haven't reported on it. Tell the audience.
There was a 2012 case down in Texas where two women, and I think they were black women, as a matter of fact, that were pulled over or stopped by police, I think on some unbelievably simple charge. They were wearing bikinis, and the charge might have been something like littering, for God's sakes. I mean, it's just really, really a petty charge. And they both ended up getting by a female officer. In fact, the officer invaded their vaginal cavity on a littering thing. Now, that's horseshit. The female officer was accompanied by a male officer. She ended up getting fired. He ended up getting no discipline whatsoever.
Well, so, if you fight a search like that, if you find a vaginal search and you refuse to be groped, I guess that goes back to what we talked about. This is the literal rape that the government is doing of you. We've been talking about the figurative rape of what they're doing with our Constitution, but yeah, this is the literal rape, and I guess this is good training for them with TSA. We've seen all the stories, Paul, about how TSA is no longer just at the airport, maybe because TSA knows that people like me, we're not going to fly anymore. And I've said that for a long time. I haven't flown in over 5 years now. It's going on 6 years. And maybe it's because TSA has to find something else to do. And they're recruiting and they're out there on the highways now. So, yeah, I remember that story. And that female officer, she was out there and searching the other females. And what was their cause? What was the probable cause of the stop?
Well, being taught to be a sheep is, in fact, the nom de rigueur in schools these days. That, I think, has a lot to do with why folks aren't standing up for their constitutional rights.
What a maroon. What an ignoranimous.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they are. I mean, TSA is expanding, folks, and this is what I was talking about. And you can go look this up. This isn't InfoWars. This isn't some black helicopter publication I'm reading from. I'm reading from CBS News. Is this from last week? No, this is from 2 years ago. You can go back and find stories over 2 years ago in mainstream press how TSA was expanding from the airports just a little bit south of us here in Kentucky to the Tennessee highways. I know we've talked about that story, Paul, about how their signature blue uniforms, maybe it's to offset the powder blue berets of the UN, I don't know, but maybe it's the fact they were hitting the interstates to, quote, fight terrorism. And this was 2 years ago, Paul.
Well, I haven't seen any yet on my travels, so I'll be on the lookout for them.
Well, our good friend Ed Springs in the chat room says the probable cause was they saw the driver allegedly tossed a cigarette butt out the window. So right there, you know, they were smokers. So that's the first problem. I think they were white, so that was two strikes against them. They were driving an automobile and not a bicycle, so that was about a third strike. And then they said that the male cop used probable cause. He smelled the marijuana, which prompted the search. You know, that plant that our founding fathers grew. So there you go. You had white females in a car, and they didn't have their masters driving them. And they didn't have permission, probably on their road. They probably had vehicles that couldn't even pass the vehicle exhaust test. So they are obviously terrorists. They deserve the rape, right, Paul?
According to the government, they apparently do. So, and then the second police story involved a lady who was actually arrested at a Von Maur store somewhere out in the Midwest. And this was apparently somewhat recently. She was detained in the store's interrogation room. And when the local police showed up, they started interrogating her. And this particular incident that they've actually captured on video, the woman was not doing anything except sitting in the chair that she was told to, responding to questions. And out of the blue, the male officer went over and threw her down on the ground in the corner of the room. There was no apparent provocation. Okay. While they were down on the ground, he apparently was causing her great pain, and so she ended up biting him, and then he really unloaded on her.
Oh yeah, she kind of fought back. Yeah, that was in the Quad Cities last month ago. Yeah.
It wasn't very long ago.
Yeah, it was a few months ago, North Park Mall, and the Davenport police arrived to arrest her, and like you say, that's when things went from bad to worse.
So they initially charged her with assault on a police officer and shoplifting. They ultimately dropped the assault on the police officer. Of course, they let the police officer off the hook just about totally. He's still on the force, working his magic, just like before.
Yeah, so, the police chief there, Paul, I'll pull up the story. The police chief, Frank Donchez, said that the internal investigation found that the actions did not rise to anyone losing their job. We have an officer's bill of rights, and progressive discipline is part of that bill of rights.
Well, apparently the officer's bill of rights trumps our constitutional bill of rights.
Well, yeah, it does. They're above us. Don't you know that? I mean, apparently I agree they not, shouldn't have rights, as one of our friends in the chat room says. I agree they shouldn't have rights, especially over us, but that's what the police chief said. Police Chief Frank Donchez said, we have an officer's bill of rights. Progressive discipline is part of that bill of rights. Those are his exact words.
I want to ask you a question about this whole trend, because we've talked about the direction this country's been headed in for a long time, and the fact
right.
that they have slowly and steadily been Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Are you there,
Paul? Oh, hell, they got Paul. Well, Paul, you can call back if you want. I don't know where Paul was going with that, but it's obvious he probably had a constitution in that car. It's obvious that a jackboot thug is going to pull over Paul at any given checkpoint in the next few minutes, somewhere in the vicinity of our Commonwealth of Kentucky, and they're going to pull over Mr. Paul from Stop It, Stop Invisible Taxes, and they're going to accuse him of thinking and driving again. Because if you're a citizen and you're caught thinking and driving, they'll accuse you of being thunk, and they'll take you and put you in a cage if you're thinking and driving. But yeah, this was a story in the Quad Cities, and Officer Frank Donchess, police chief, said that was part of their discipline and their progressive discipline. It's their part of their Bill of Rights, and he says, I have access to the facts, and maybe the people out there don't have access to all the facts. It's on video. It's on video what they did to this woman at a mall. It's on video. You can't make this stuff up. Another one of our good friends who knows what it's like firsthand to be groped and thrown into a cell, our own favorite caged man, Mr. Ed Springsteen's on the line with us, Ed.
How you doing, Dale? It's good to have you back, my friend. It really is. It's interesting because people really don't understand how far this police state has come. I mean, it really does. We've got so many stories, and Cop Block is a great website to go to for some. But, we're talking about the thing you and Paul are talking about, some of these stories. There's another interesting one here, too. There was an accident in Tampa, Florida last year. Police showed up at the accident. A guy by the name of Alan Daniel Hicks, he drove right off the road. When the police got to the scene, he was acting kind of strange. He was actually dragging his left leg and uttering complete nonsense. So the guy has just been in an accident. His car went off the road. He's dragging his left leg. It's not comprehensive at all. What would be the first thing you would logically do in that situation? You would call an ambulance.
I'd be the hell out of it if I was police.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They arrested him on the spot and put him in jail because he refused to get out of his car. He couldn't get out of his
car and beat the hell out of him first, or just?
Well, interesting. We don't know that.
They were being kind. They were being.
Don't know that.
They were serving and protecting his peace, but not beating the hell out of him. He should be happy and thankful.
Yeah, but what makes this story even worse is that even though he had all these obvious physical problems, he couldn't communicate. His leg is dragging. He couldn't get out of his car, so they jerked him out of his car and put him in jail. The very next morning in jail, they found him lying on the floor of his jail cell, unable to move. Then they finally took him to the hospital. He had had a severe stroke. He had been suffering from the stroke from the time the police showed up at the scene of the accident. The stroke is what caused the wreck, and he slipped into a coma and died a few months later in the hospital. This is your police at work today. I mean, in my situation,
they were obviously protecting him from himself, Ed.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they were, right. In my particular situation, the night I was arrested, I started having heart attack symptoms and everything else, and I was telling you, I was finally got to the point where I was begging the cop, get an ambulance out here, get me some medical treatment, have a chest pain, my whole left side went numb. 3 hours later at corrections, my blood pressure was 190 over 120 at that point, which is right at critical mass or right at it, and there was nothing done. I finally got out of jail about 7.5 hours later, thank God, and immediately went to the doctor and they gave me some medication. But, they didn't care. They didn't care at all. My son was there witnessing this, and they're telling my son, don't worry about him. He's fine. Don't worry about him. He's fine. And I was literally on the verge of blacking out and all kinds of different things. So, these police don't care about the citizens they purport to represent. And, we're going to be spending a lot of time outing some of those cases right here in Louisville in the very near future. So you're listening on this.
We talk about all these different scopes, and it's a three-dimensional problem with these government bureaucrats and these jackboots. And is this just like the farm system for for government bureaucracy? Do they start out at TSA, and if they're really good, they work their way up to, like, police or state troopers, and if they're really good, they get up to NSA? Is that how it works?
You know, that it's, I hate to think that that's a possibility, but who knows?
It's their farm system. One day, they, too, can get up to the major leagues of the TSA, and that's
right.
That's the whole thing. I've been talking about the TSA. Here's my favorite one, man. The TSA and the, I'm sorry, the NSA. I get my alphabets screwed up. A bunch of BS.
Yeah, you're MOUSE, right?
Right. But the NSA, with no known legal authority, is now sharing phone data with the DEA, which in turn will mislead the courts, prosecutors, and defense attorneys as to the source of their information. How is this not a criminal conspiracy, Ed?
You know, it really is a criminal conspiracy, Dale. And the reason it's not a criminal conspiracy today is because of Barack Obama and Eric Holder. You know, in any sane...
So, it's not that different from George W. Bush and John Ashcroft either. Come on now.
What I'm telling you is this, though. George W. Bush and John Ashcroft were put under the radar. And if things would have went out public, even one-tenth of what's went out now... You would not have the situation we're in because they were put under the radar and under the gun because they were Republican. You know, in this particular case, and you know, it didn't start with Barack Obama. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, the question was, why is it here? It's because Barack Obama and Eric Holder want it that way, and the mainstream media is willing to give them a free pass because they're liberals, they're black, and they've got an agenda, and they're going to follow it. You know, you talk about TSA and the NSA and everything else. You know, last night, for example, when we were on air, we were talking about the Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response Squads, the VIPR teams. You know, those are all part of TSA. These guys are shaking out people at Amtrak train stations, stopping buses, you name it, and they're just randomly searching and doing whatever they want to do with no legal justification whatsoever.
They know they never had any legal authority, but they have to go out to the highways because they need fresh meat. There's a lot of people like yourself, and I don't know if you've flown any lately. Myself, I haven't flown over 5 years, as I mentioned earlier. And the double standard, you know, if we're watching the police officers, as you know, Ed, if you're watching the police officers, what are you doing? You don't have a right to videotape us, but you do have a right to videotape them. But if they come in and come and want to see what you're doing, what's wrong, Mr. Springsteen? What do you have to hide? You don't have anything you're hiding, are you?
Well, funnily enough, funny you mentioned that, because during the time that this whole incident went down with me last July, you know, I was actually recording this encounter on my cell phone with my video camera. And when I got that back from corrections, the video was miraculously gone. They had erased it. There's no doubt in my mind about that. And, you know, nothing was ever done about it, obviously. So it is really interesting. You know, and the thing that really makes it even worse, I guess, from my perspective, and, you know, I know this is personal for me, but, you know, I'm also a journalist, if you will. You know, I mean, we've got a website. We do the different things, investigative reporting. You know, even after identifying at who I was and everything else, these guys didn't care.
Nope.
You know, so it's... They don't really care. They don't care about the First Amendment. They don't care about the Fourth Amendment. Actually, they don't care about the Bill of Rights at all. And that's
what the local
police
on up. Yeah, we know how they feel about the Second Amendment because, you know, they want a police state. They think the Second Amendment means that you go call to them. You call a police officer. Here's how it works, folks. If you want to be a good statist, if you want to be a good citizen, someone comes and rapes you, shoots you, robs you, You lay down, you say, no, may I have another. Then after they're done beating you, raping you, mauling you, then you call the police. Then you call the pizza man. You get your pizza, you eat the pizza, then the police show up. That's the order in which that happens if you wait on them. Third Amendment, if they, I'm reading each of the, you know, Third Amendment is about quartering people in your home. That's about the only one that's not as relevant. We know how they feel about the Fifth Amendment. If you don't want to answer for a crime, they'll just get somebody who will claim they know something, and they'll have a court witness. Let me see. The Sixth Amendment gets into a right to a speedy and public trial. How do those work out, Ed?
Oh, man, I know. And I like the pizza analogy, too, because, you know, people look at that, they listen to that statement, and they're going to think it's kind of a funny or some kind of conspiracy rant. But the reality is this. Detroit and even in Chicago are on record as saying that if you make an emergency 911 call for police, it still takes them over an hour to get there on an emergency. Now, I don't know anybody that's going to wait an hour for Domino's Pizza to deliver to your door. They'll just go to the next pizza place. So you do get your pizza quicker than the police can arrive. You know, and it's interesting, too, because when you look at all of this, TSA has grown, folks. And this is really important to understand here. The TSA has actually grown to be about 56,000 people.
Yep.
And that's at 450 American airports. These VIPR teams we just talked about were started in 2005, and they started them because of the Madrid train bombing in 2004. In Madrid, they had a train bombing that killed 191 people. So they're like, oh, my God, there was terrorism halfway around the world, so we've got to implement something here. So they gave them the excuse for the VIPR, and those teams ran more than 8,800 unannounced checkpoints. That's your Amtrak, your bus stops, Indy 500. Last year. So we've got a serious situation when it comes to freedom and liberty in America. And sadly, everybody is still saying, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to hide.
Right.
We're totally missing the point.
Well, the thing about it is that the police department, this will be my last cop block update of the evening. One of my favorite tongue-in-cheek here, favorite stories came out today. I don't know if you've seen this one, or if our audience has. Waco, Texas, which is kind of known for lighting people up, pun intended, and killing you if you're a Christian or have guns. But Waco, Texas police are now searching apartment complexes as part of a crime prevention and safety inspection program.
Yep, saw that.
You like that one? So at these apartment communities in Waco, Texas, police officers will be participating in this Nazi-like crime-free housing program. They will search your apartments. Don't worry, your landlord has already given them permission. They will check safety features, and they will trample your rights while carefully making it seem as if they're doing a service. It seems clear everyone in the U.S., the police, government, DHS, DOJ, DOD, CIA, all these gangs are going to expand their powers more and more.
Where does it stop? You know, that's the big question. Where does it stop? And you know, unfortunately, it's not going to stop anytime soon. And that's what's really scary.
Well, like one of our friends in the chat room says, if you aren't doing anything wrong, you don't need rights. That's a quote from Ben Swan. I mean, and that's what it comes down to, man. We appreciate you weighing in with us. Any other thoughts?
No, actually, I do want to do one thing, though. I want to mention to our audience one of our newest advertisers, and we'll have their official ad up next week, if you will. But check out Huntsman Auto Glass. For you guys that are out there traveling, you do a lot of traveling. You know, we always get those nicks in our windshield and windshield cracks and everything else. Huntsman Auto Glass is locally owned and operated by family right here in Louisville. So I'd like you guys to check them out at huntsmanautoglass.com. In most cases, your insurance will actually pay for a free window replacement. And, yes, it is free. No deductible or anything else. So I just want to make sure people think about that. Because right now I was doing some traveling just last month, actually. And, you know, of course, a rock off the daggone interstate slams into my front windshield, and I had to have it replaced. So that's something that happens a lot, and I wanted to give a shout-out to Huntsman, and we appreciate them coming on board to help us out here as well. That's HuntsmanAutoGlass.com. Thank you, Dale. I appreciate it, man.
No problem, man. That is Ed Springsteen, the head honcho here at the My View Matters Radio Network. And since we're mentioning Ed, now this.
Oh. Being a victim of crime is no joke, but you do have options that can help you avoid becoming a victim. I'm Ed Springson of the My View Matters radio show, and on behalf of myself and co-host Ed Martin, I urge each of you to help us fight against crime. You can do your part by calling Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE. Since 1982, Crime Stoppers has helped get over 23,000 criminals off the street with your help. Working together, we can make a difference to take our streets back. Please call Crime Stoppers at 582-CLUE, or you can visit them online at www.582clue.com. Remember, Crime Stoppers always offers up to a $1,000 reward. Get involved and help make a positive change in your neighborhood. Thanks.
Advertisers, here's a great way to reach a quality audience. Get heard on My View Matters and make some noise in the marketplace.
Email myviewmatters@aol.com for advertising opportunities. Make a sound investment.
All right, folks, again, you are listening to the TNT Radio Show with your host, Dale the Truth. May go a couple minutes in the overdrive, may end up right on time, but either way, the show can always be listened to in the archives. And the bottom line is this. I told you we're going to be back tonight, and we're back. And I told you that barring the fact that the government might come and ram down the doors of my home, a la Adam Kokesh, or barring the fact that the government might, quote-unquote, car crash me, like Michael Hastings, that we would be here telling the truth. And this latest example we gave you about the Waco Police Department, while not much is known about this program, not many people were reporting about it. And that's what we do here. We report about stuff you're not going to get on ABC, CBS, NBC, PMS, NBC, Fox, CNN, Clear Channel. You're not going to get it there. Some police departments, such as NYPD or these folks in Texas, they seem to be a bit worse than other police. Some will make their militarized presence more known, showing up in helicopters to high schools for drills, basically done more and more to make their intrusions a commonality, making their intrusion something you're going to accept. I mention this especially because I don't want it to become an ordinary thing, as it violates the Fourth Amendment. It's detrimental abuse to the peace and privacy of all of us, folks. The Constitution might as well be dead if people keep being this damn lazy. The truth is we will be left with no rights, and the people with badges will do whatever they wish. I had one person talk to me this week, and they sent me correspondence saying they wanted me to talk, and I will say this right in the middle of our wrap-up here. They wanted me to talk about an overpass program about Obama impeachment protests. And that's all fine and dandy. It's a program about people getting out of overpasses and holding up signs and banners and flags and trying to impeach Obama. And that is great, but the only thing wrong with that is, number one, if you impeach Obama, you get Joe Biden. I'll say that lightheartedly. But number two, unless you're going to bring a list of all the congressmen, council persons, governors, state officials, comptrollers, secretaries of state, high-ranking NSA officials, and any other jackboot thug that gets elected, unless you're going to bring out overpass impeachments for them, it may not be worth anything. And the best way to impeach them is you vote them out of office. And again, the Constitution, well, we have no left rights here if the people with badges can do whatever they want. Those with the badges claim that this power was given to them because the most intense criminals, the government, the Congress, the president, gave them those powers. Well, of course, above them, you have the wealthiest people and the true rulers, the true shadow government, and the true politicians that serve as an enforcement mechanism for the interests of the corporate elite. To see really the big picture, folks, I'm talking about the entire situation that Americans like us are now in. Past this one instance of our right to be privacy trampled down, but the fact that every communication that we send is being recorded and analyzed. We're on a lot of record books already, folks. They got a lot of records with us in it. We're all being treated like criminals, and the police state is going after people who use quote-unquote substances, who don't have licenses, and commit crimes with victims. If you live in one of these states, maybe you should protest this in some way. But the Fourth Amendment is very clear. These are violations thereof. It's time to stand up to your government and say death to your new world order.
Well, they're here. Well, they're here. I locked the door, but I can see them through the window. One of them is waving at me to shut down. I'm giving him the finger. I'll shut down when I'm goddamn good and ready.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!